Good evening. John chapter 1. I'm going to take you on a little trip tonight. Let's get some understanding. God showed me something earlier from something that, living by the book is funny because the way it's supposed to work is if you do it properly and do it consistently enough and do it with the right aim and you search his word with the right aim, then those things that you thought you knew already and those scriptures that you thought you already had down pat, although they might not manifest in your life, amen. You ain't got them if it ain't manifesting, right? But those ones you to memorize and you know you can quote it backwards and forwards and all those different things. Yeah, if you do it right and you squeeze right and you really get to the word right, you'll start seeing things out of these scriptures that you've been knowing since you've been a little kid. You know, I was coming up my family, of course. You know, I learned a lot of scriptures coming up just off of just being quoted to. You know what I'm saying? And just hearing them over a lot of church and a lot of services. But I never, and once again, I say this again, and I suggest you do the same. You never allow yourself to become familiar with any of this. All right? Because if you become familiar with this, you'll never go further. John 5:39 says, search the scriptures. For them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, but you won't come unto me. And there's a place that if you catch familiarity with the scripture, y'all listen to me? If you become familiar with the scripture, you'll never meet the maker in the scripture. You get it? You'll never meet the Messiah. So, and there's a certain place you have to meet him. You thought you were going to meet him at the altar? We're going to meet him in the sky. That's what y'all thought. The trumpet going to sound and the sky going to crack and we're going to meet him in the sky. If you ain't met him before then there's a certain place you need to meet him. You're not going to meet him at a service either. Oh, that hurts your religion a little bit, don't it? That hurts your religion when I tell you you can't just meet him at service yesterday. That hurts your religion a little bit. I see it. Because you thought that you was coming to meet the Father. We coming to see. Certain place you got to meet him. And I'll take on a trail. John chapter 1. I want to go to verse 14, but I got to read all the way there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him, not anything that was made was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see that? And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And there was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. How many men? Hold on. How many men, that true light, how many men does it light? Every church person. No. Now, y'all read the scripture. Every ministry school student get lit. What does scripture say? Look at it. How many? That true light, and it lights how many men?
Every man.
So that means even the ones that ain't at church with you.
Yep. Right.
Even the ones that you like to say ain't worthy.
Yep.
That's right.
Even the ones that you like to say ain't got the ministry school degree. Everett. Verse 9, and that true light, that was a true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, y'all see that? To them, and I'm going to teach you something about receiving him in a minute. You thought because you prayed the sinner's prayer that you received him. First of all, the sinner's prayer ain't a real thing. I hear him cussing me out right now in the church, in the pews. It ain't a real thing. The sinner's prayer. Which one is that? Which one is the sinner's one? Is it the Our Father prayer? Which one is the sinner's prayer? You thought you received him when you prayed that. If you really received him, then why don't you receive more manifestation? Listen, we ain't got nothing else to talk about. We ain't got no, listen, 1 + 1 = 2. If this right here and this right here, it equals 2. There's going to be 2 of them right there. So if you met him and you really received him, then you received the manifestation of him. Why don't I see it in everywhere in my life? Hush your mouth. But as many as received him, that means everybody don't receive, do they? Because it says, but as many as received him, right? To who? To who? To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his. What are you trying to go all the way over here? Verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of. Whenever you see of, it's talking about a place. I mean, it comes from God. The place that it came from is God. The thing that it came from is God, of God, all right? You're under of God, of God, of God. Verse 14, and we know this one. And the Word, you see that big W? Yeah, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So now we see the Word was made what? The Word was made flesh and dwelt where? Among us. See, all these things going down this whole line, and I wasn't even trying to stay here that long, but all these things are speaking about you. It's talking about something about you. It's trying to tell you what's going on with you. It's trying to tell you who you are. As soon as you heard flesh, come on, do your hands. What you in? Oh. So there's a reason that he said it that way. So you need to read your scripture with some reasoning. Why did you say it that way? What are you saying? How did you say it? You get it? I got some reason. So the reason he said the Word was made flesh. He could have said the Word dwelt among us. He could have said that, huh? And the Word came down and dwelt among us. No, but he said the Word was made. Come on. I just want to make sure that you're putting yourself in the story. Come on. I want to make sure that you're realizing that that was talking about you. Hold on, but you don't even know it yet. You don't even know that's you yet. You don't even know it's you yet, but I want you to know when it's talking about flesh. When the Bible starts alluding to things, listen to what I'm saying. It's good, ain't it? When the Bible starts talking about things and you fall in the category, it's talking about you. So listen to, that's how you got to read it. So now when he's talking about anything, the flesh, okay, I know. That's me. Whether he's saying something bad about the flesh or good about the flesh, there's a possibility. So now, as soon as he introduced the flesh in there, now he's brought it home. Are y'all with me? I'm gonna slow down. I'm gonna slow down and let you think about what I'm saying a little bit instead of just trying to spit it out. As soon as he brought what you made of in there, he brought it home to you. Now we're talking about us. Now this is no longer a story about somebody else. Now this is about
me.
Right.
And the Word, we know the Word, don't we? We know the Word, right? The Word was made you. Ephesians 4. We've been trying to meet Jesus in all the wrong places. People been going to Jerusalem trying to meet him at the garden where he prayed at. Look, he gone. He not over there no more. They go to the tomb. What we at the tomb for? I know. God bless everybody. Listen, I'm not trying to make no enemies, man. I ain't trying to make no enemies. But I go to the Holy Land. I'm the Holy Land. What I'm made out of? Dirt. And he already called, I'm the Holy Land. Yeah, you see, they're going. I understand. I understand. You know what I understand better than anything now? When I start talking stuff like that, I understand why they want to string Jesus up and kill him.
Yeah.
Because Jesus started talking about coming and talking about who I am. It's a little shaky for y'all when I talk about I am the Holy Lamb.
I am the Holy Lamb.
Right.
Come on.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little shaky for your religion. And in some services, in some buildings, sometimes they be like, string him up. Bring out the pitchforks. It's time for him to go. This boy's blaspheming. Y'all see why they were so mad with Jesus?
Yeah, I see.
It wasn't because of nothing else. It was mad because he was talking the truth.
Yeah.
They were mad because he was talking that absolute God talk.
Yeah.
You get it? He was like, how you say you ain't seen the Father, you looking at me? Now that's... Now, if I walk in, I say, you're looking at me, you see the Father. Now, because we are in class right now, and because we done prelude a little bit, you could be like, amen. But if I show up and be like, you're looking for the Father? Here I go. What you need? I don't know if you can handle it. Right now, you can't handle it. I don't know. Send apostle in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, send somebody else. Send another preacher in.
Right.
Because I don't know. A certain place you got to meet Jesus.
Right.
Certain place you got to meet him. Certain place you got to connect to him. And there's a certain place that you're going to have to meet him. If you ain't met him there, you ain't met him yet.
Yeah.
And actually, it's a consistent meeting.
Yep.
You know,
right.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what a consistent meeting is? And abiding. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, right? He's talking about me and my Father come in. We're talking about and make our abode a consistent meeting. Like if we, Marvin, we met at 7, from like 7 to 8, and then we met from 8 to 9, then we had another meeting at 9 to 10, and we had another meeting at 10. If we do that for the next 24 hours and then the next week, we didn't live together.
Right.
Here we go. So now, Ephesians 4, all right, and I got to go through this trail just so we can get to where we're trying to get to. Ephesians 4, he said, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond in peace. There is one body, there is one spirit, even as ye are called, one hope of your calling, one law, one faith, one baptism. I don't know where we get all these other numbers from. All these steps. There's one God, the Father of all, who is above all. Where else? And through all. And what else? All at all, right? He's being very absolute about what he's saying, isn't he? He's above all and through all and in all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to what? The measure of what? Well, you know your other scripture talking about the measure you meet is measured into you? That's the measure you're talking about, right? Yeah. Don't get over there. So talking about another measure. You're talking about the measure of the gift of. Can we put those together for a minute? Just a little side thing, all right? Yeah. Whenever you're talking about the measure you meet, it's talking about that measure.
Did you meet?
I didn't even put that together. Did you meet that measure? So we got to meet in a certain place. There's a meeting. So you put that. So I'm going to teach you how to study. So you see the scripture right here? What scripture is this? Ephesians 4 and 7, right? So you write down Ephesians 4 and 7. Write it down, right? Ephesians 4, of course, but I'm going to teach you how to make them connect so they connect, right? And you stay connected, right? Ephesians 4 and 7. And then you put your little line right there and say, measure your meat. All right? And you can go look up that scripture for yourself. I can look it up for you right now, but you a student, so you need to go study. And then you put those two together, you realize what you're really meeting.
Yep.
All right? All right, y'all got it down? Y'all wrote it down? All right, cool. Verse 8, wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captive the captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. See that? Everybody say, fill all things.
Fill.
Come on, say it again. Fill all things.
Fill all.
Come on, one more time. Fill all things.
Fill.
How many things?
Okay.
So he did that. And he did that. He went to the earth. Right? And then ascended so that he can feel. Verse 11. Y'all know it, don't y'all? Huh? Now you probably never had, you probably ain't had a revelation of what was going on. But now get it. Read verse 11. Ready, read.
And
some apostles. Uh-huh.
And some prophets.
Uh-huh.
And some evangelists.
Uh-huh.
And some pastors.
Uh-huh. For what?
For the perfecting of the
Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For the edifying of the body.
Praise the Lord for that. Now we know what's going on now, right? We know that it's all bringing us up to that. And the reason he gave us those is for the perfecting of the saints. What is that? How do you perfect the saints? I'm going to show you how to be a perfect man. I'm going to show you what it really means. The work of the ministry, huh?
Uh-huh.
And the edifying of the body. What body is this?
Uh-huh.
Verse 13.
Till.
What it mean? What it mean? You know till stands for until. Y'all know we like till I get there. Y'all know how we do, right? So till means until. So when you say until, that means something. You don't just start talking and be like, until. No, it's always something that precedes until. It's like, just hold on till I get there.
Right.
Don't start the movie till I get there. Right. Don't y'all eat till I get there. All right? Right. So that means that something has got to be done till this happens.
Right.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I see. Read it then. Verse 13, ready, read.
Oh,
unity of the faith. That's a good one, right? All right, then. All right, now go ahead. What's the next one? Oh, is it a big S?
Yes.
The knowledge of the Son of God. The knowledge of the Son of God. Not knowledge of good and evil. Can I? Come on.
Come on.
I was sitting down another day. And Lord told me, I'd be nervous about saying some of this stuff sometimes, because it'd be that old. But, you know, everybody want to do good, but both of them was on that tree.
Right.
I didn't write it. The knowledge of good and evil. He said, don't partake. He said, you can eat every tree you want.
Right?
But then one tree don't take of it, and it's a tree of knowledge of good and evil. So both of them was on there. It would have been different. He might have said, you know, don't take that tree of the knowledge of evil. No, but both of them was on there. So what is that telling you? You looking for good, not life?
Wow.
There's a difference. You ever done something good, but it ain't benefit nobody life?
Yeah.
You ever done what you thought was good, but you ain't reap no life from it? Y'all know.
Hey.
Come on. So no. Everybody put your hand like it's something right here, but then you. Right? So life. That's a side note. You can go read that later. Okay? What was that before that? What were we talking about before that? Till we all come to unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, not the knowledge of good and evil, but the knowledge of the Son of God. Because Jesus did say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Okay. Till we come to the knowledge of the Son of God. Keep reading. Oh, see, we were talking about perfect. Remember we were talking about perfect?
Right.
In John 1, right? Okay, cool. I was just making sure I wasn't crazy. All right? Until perfect, man, what else? Until I measure up, if Jesus, and he said stature for a reason, okay, because it's a spiritual and supernatural stature, but the only way we understand stuff is by how what we see out here. So if Jesus' arm is this long, your arm need to be this long, because you got to measure up. So it's not until you measure up to the stature of the what?
Fullness,
not the halfness, not the partness, but the fullness. Y'all see that? Verse 14. No more children talk to him for a cat about every winter talking about sliding men and cunning crab and whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Everything on the outside of Christ is trying to deceive you. All the little stuff you'll be listening to, all the little stuff you'll be watching, all if it ain't telling you about Jesus lying.
Right.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Right.
And it calls you childish. It says, if you still pay attention to all that stuff, you're childish. Look at you with your childish self. You ever pick the little kid? You know, my little niece would pick up and say, come on. You know, and throw the little kid. You're not supposed to do it to the kid, but. Right? Oh, I had my brother toss one of them to me one time. Kind of right. Right? That's you. Every time you yield your God-given heart, your God-given soul, your God-given mentality to something else, you're being tossed to and fro and carried about. Then he says, with every wind of doctrine. God, dog, that means if this one got you, all the rest of them get you too. You ain't know, huh? And they lie, they wear by and lie and wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, verse 15, what? May grow up into who? In how many things? Which is the head, even Christ. All things. Everybody say all things. Come on, say it again, say all things. Come on, say it again, say all things. I'm gonna share with y'all a good way to witness before we leave out of here. Because a lot of times when you hear everything outside of Christ is lying to you and all these different things you're watching and seeing, you think you're losing something.
That's right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You tend to think that you got to give something up. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
When you're actually giving something up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow.
Like you're giving yourself, like you're giving,
yeah.
It's different. Like you're not losing, you're gaining. He who try to find his life is gonna lose it.
Get your life.
Y'all know the statement, right? Get your life, right? They do the. I don't know if they throwing it or catching it, but it's get, right? Get your life, right? 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 He who try to find his life is gonna lose it. But he who loses his life, not just lose it though. For my sake.
Oh.
Are y'all understanding? Mm-hmm. Whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied, according to the effectual working, the measure of every part, making increase of the body under the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and I testify that you henceforth not walk as the Gentiles walk. How do they walk? In the vanity of their mind. I look up vanity, and what it means is they try to be moral in their mentality. The reason, I said this in my class before, and I'm going to say it again, the reason that society pushes formal education so much is because they're trying to reach something without Jesus, but they can't reach it without Jesus.
Wow, yes, sir.
I have nothing against formal education, okay? That's not what I'm saying, but formal education has to be in a place.
Yes. Yeah.
Your formal education has to be submitted
yes.
to the word.
Yeah.
Are y'all understanding me?
Yes,
so it's vanity. It's vanity. You ever done something you thought was the right thing to do,
yeah.
but you didn't have no unction on it?
Right.
And it ended up not working out, vanity and vexation in the spirit. Solomon said, it's vanity. I did all this, but it's vanity and vexation in the spirit. I am vexed. How you did the right thing and still vexed?
Right.
You did something good, but it wasn't life.
Yeah.
Having the understanding dark and being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts, who being in the past filling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned what? Ye have not so learned what?
Christ.
You have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man. It doesn't mean you start talking different. That means you're converted. The root word of conversation is convert. It's change. It's not just what you, it's change. Matter of fact, every conversation you have brings change.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Faith comes by what? By thy words I justify, by thy words that I.
Yeah.
Death, life, and the power of the. Yeah. Your conversation. You thought it's just. No, but it's changing. You better be mindful who you. This is what we normally say. Most people say conversate. That's not a real word.
No,
don't ever say that again in your life, all right? We be conversating. No, y'all don't. Y'all don't be conversating because that means y'all ain't got nothing going on. That's what somebody say. We be conversating. Oh, okay. I understand what y'all doing. It's converse.
Right.
Everybody say converse. I want to help my people out. I don't like converse. We was conversating. No, we wasn't conversating. Y'all was conversing, man. I be needing to do that, right? Put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed. All right, now watch this. Read it right quick. Read that verse. Read it fast. Read it fast again. I'm going to teach y'all how to study, all right? Read it fast again. One more time, read it fast. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, right? Now stop. Now say it again. And be renewed. We need to figure out what that means. Renew. Make it new again. Re means again, so that means I make it new. Be made new again, all right? Where? Okay, hold on. No. Don't go to your mind yet. In the spirit. So I got to be renewed. That's powerful right there.
Right.
It could have stopped right there. It could have stopped and said, be renewed in the spirit. Ain't that?
Right.
That's good, ain't it? But then it tells you how. That same mind that can be vain,
wow.
depending on what it's on.
Right.
So I must be renewed in the spirit of my mind. Where's my mind? Where your head at? What is your mind on? Let this mind be in you, is also in Philippians 2:5, right? Think on these things, whatever just was honest, love, the good report, Philippians 4. Right? Cast down imagination of your high thing, exalt yourself against the knowledge of God. All right, right. Changing your thought process. You just don't know. That's the answer to all your issues.
Yes, sir.
You just don't know.
Absolutely.
That's all your problems. Name one. You got one? Think about it right quick, real hard. And you've been praying about it, you've been speaking at it, and you've been talking to it, and you've been sowing for it, and you just don't know. I'm going to say that you just don't know. That's the answer to all your problems. All your problems you'd have had before, all the problems you're going to have, you just don't know.
Right.
That's it. There's nothing else. You just don't know. It's not that it's not available. You just don't know.
Right.
See how simple that is? The other scripture said, till we all come to unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. But you just don't know. Verse 13, I got to jump back. I'm trying to get somewhere else. Verse 13, y'all see verse 13? Until we all come to unity of faith in what? You keep going to service and you keep going to these meetings, you keep reading these books and you keep listening to these tapes and you keep submitting to apostle and pastor and you keep doing these things because there's a reason that verse 11 says what it says and verse 12 says what it says and then verse 13 says what it says. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge. You just don't know though. You just don't know. You don't know the Son of God. You just don't know the Son of God. You don't know the Son of God. I'm gonna show you don't know the Son of God. Matthew 16. Go quick, cause I'm about to start running it. I'm gonna start spitting it out, cause I gotta get to a certain place. So this whole thing. What's my problem? What's my problem? For every problem that I got, what's the problem?
I just don't know.
Right? That's the only problem, is that I just don't know. You get it?
Yeah.
So now this whole thing in Ephesians keeps talking about, it culminates, and I like going over to verse 17 and 16, 17, but it really culminated in verse 13. Until all this, I'm going to keep telling you there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. I'm going to keep saying that same thing. I'm going to keep telling you submit to an apostle and a prophet and a pastor and an evangelist. I'm going to keep telling you to stay there. Keep coming to school. I'm going to keep telling you study till we come into the unity of the faith. Until your faith is not double-minded and unstable, right? And you come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. It all culminates right there. So now what he's saying, Paul is saying, you need to know Jesus. You need to know him. You need to know the Son of God, right? Come on. Paul said in another chapter, that I may know him. In the power of resurrection, the fellowship and suffering. Right? That I may know him, right? Everybody say know him. I'm going to tell you where to know him at, though. Because if you don't know him here, then you don't know him nowhere.
Right.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Now, you have to realize where we are. I like the context. I like to realize where we are. I read a little bit before so I know what's going on. Right before this, they on a boat. Mm-hmm. Traveling across from Caesarea Philippi, all right? Now, what has just happened, they just fed 5,000. Yeah. Right. Jesus, the Christ, just manifested.
Yeah,
Are we there? We're familiar with that story, right?
Yeah.
So now, this is right after that. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, whom do men say the Son of Man have? And right before that, it was so funny because they were fussing about bread. And they were fussing because somebody forgot to bring the bread. You know, the bread that they usually bring on the trip. You know, like for lunch, like y'all gonna break, you're trying to eat. Somebody gotta be responsible for the bread, right? They done forgot the bread. Jesus found out, y'all didn't see me break bread? Just bring me a crumb, I got it.
Right.
It's that type of conversation. You get it? Okay, so now we're here. So now Jesus, they done been fussing about bread. He said, I told you I'm the bread of life, and I'm trying to tell you. So the question is now, okay, I gotta ask y'all, because I thought you was catching on, but obviously you're missing it. So who do men say that I am?
Yeah.
What verse that is? I got to ask you now because I think y'all been walking with me. Y'all know who you're walking with. Oh, listen to me. I remember this. Just mark this down. Say, just write down that. Say, I've been walking with him, but I'm trying to say it in good English. I've been walking with him, but I don't even know who I'm walking with.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I want you to put a star by it. There's going to be a reason that's going to hit home. We're going to read that again in a second. All right. I've been walking with him, but I don't even know who I'm walking with. Right. Right? That's good. Did I say it differently? I don't know, but just put something like that down. All right? Now, what did it say?
I've been walking with him, but I don't even know who I'm walking with.
Say it again.
I've been walking
with him, but I don't even know who I'm walking with. And you can say, I don't even know that you wrote it with proper grammar. I don't even know. Right. I've been walking with him, but I don't even know who I'm walking with. Are y'all ready? Right? That's cool?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all got that down, right? All right. So now here we are. And obviously you don't know, because I just told you I'm the bread of life. I told you what was going on. And Jesus told him, if you don't believe me for my word, please believe me for my work's sake. You know you ain't never seen bread get multiplied. Ever in your life. You never seen it. Tell me who, ain't nobody did it. I'm the one you're looking for. This is what I'm saying. So verse 13, the disciples saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah. And one of the prophets, verse 15. And he said, and but whom say ye that I am? All right, you ready? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Y'all see that?
Yes.
Powerful. Y'all done read this before, right? There's a little thing called, anybody ever text, be texting on your phone?
Yes, sir.
Come on, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's a little thing called text interpretations.
Uh-huh.
You familiar with what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With text interpretation, you really don't, sometimes somebody can say something, but you don't really know how they're saying it.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You talking smart?
Right.
You being sarcastic?
Right.
You put an exclamation mark. Are you yelling at me right now? Like, you mad? You know what I'm saying? And then you got the emojis now and stuff like that, right? But then they got the little slam effect where you can say it like, bam, like, they shake the screen, right? Like all the different stuff, right? Like, but you don't really know. They're trying to get interpretation through text, but you can't really do it because the only way interpretation can be received is through a voice.
Yeah.
It's through a sound.
Yeah.
And the sound that comes from a blood-filled being. All right, listen to me. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's text interpretation. So sometimes you can text something, and it, because it's text,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
You don't really know the tone.
Right. Yeah, I see it.
Come on, hey man, anybody ever had that happen?
Right.
Yeah, somebody text you before, you get to talking stupid to them. Like, but then they're like, but I was just saying, right? But you done, right? I'm guilty. Anybody else get that? Right, amen. I ain't by myself. Thank you, Lord. All right. Right? But it's because of text interpretation. So text interpretations. Cause you know they say turn to this text.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say that much now. I don't say it too much, but turn to this text because there's text. Those are texts. Those are words. Those are on the paper. So sometimes because of text interpretations, you don't really know what the interpretation is.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Because you don't know the tone and you don't let the Holy Spirit
right.
See.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Come on. Yes, sir. The
Holy Spirit sets the tone.
The tone.
Okay. Listen to me. And search the scriptures when you think like, but it testifies me, but you won't come all the way. If you came all the way to me, you hear how I said it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you came all the way to me, then you realize what was going on. So there's a lot of interpretation that you got a scripture, and the reason you're not getting a deeper interpretation. All right. Hey, come here, sit down. Come here, sit down. Come here and sit down. Same words. Different tone.
Right.
One of them may make you move a little quicker.
Yeah.
Or make you feel some kind of way. Who you yelling at? You're or whatever, it don't matter. It's gonna provoke an emotion.
Right?
Right, right, right.
Yes.
Right, right, right. Come here and sit down. Come here and sit down. Right? It's different thing. It's the same words, but so it's a possibility that those same words over a text message If I'm sitting up here and I'm texting you and say, come here and sit down, you don't know that I mean right now. Or you might, you get it? Because you don't know the tone. Tones are everything. All right? So I'm sitting here and I'm getting ready for class. And can I be honest with y'all? I didn't have much of a message. I had two scriptures. And I was like, they that wait upon the Lord, and I just wait on them. And I'm just getting ready for my towel. And I don't know. And the Lord said, he said, look at that scripture. He said, now say it like this. I said, huh? And the whole scripture that I've been knowing for the longest, right there, we're about to read in a second. Open up to me. So he said, who do men say that I am? Y'all see it? Remember text interpretation, right? We're changing our tones, right? He said, who do men say that I am? And what they said. Some said, come on, some said John the Baptist. Come on. All right, well, he asked the next scripture, what he said, but who do you say that I am, right? Right? And then what happened next? Next scripture. Simon who?
Simon Peter.
So we know who's talking, right? Do y'all know who's talking? Simon Peter talking, right? All right, keep talking, Simon. Simon Peter answered and said what? Thou art the Christ. You the Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Y'all see that? So Jesus gets to talking after they say, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. Why you keep saying his name so much? But okay, cool. Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. For flesh and blood has not revealed this unto thee, right? Right? But my Father was in heaven. Look, read the original scripture. Make sure I'm saying it right. My Father was in heaven, right? Right? And he said, and I say also unto you. Is that what I start right now? Is that what it say next? Did I say it right? And I say also, I'm going to say this to you too. I didn't know what he was saying until the interpretation came. Then he said, what did he say after that? I want you to read it quick. Read it quick. Go. Okay, so that's how I normally read it. Because thou art, yeah. And I'm going to say this unto you too. Thou art Peter. And upon this rock, I was like, it can't be. What does that mean, that thou art Peter? What does thou art Peter mean? He said the name of Peter, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. So what does that mean? I know Peter. Peter the one that cut that boy ear off. Peter's the one that denied three times and was cussing when he asked me with Jesus, right? I know Peter. All right? So I know at the name of Peter. It wasn't Peter. So he wasn't saying that thou art Peter and upon this rock I'll build my church. So really what he's saying is, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. He said, bless him. For God, is not, God had to reveal it to you. He said, and you are Peter. Thou art the Christ. He said, who do men say that I am?
Right.
You the Christ.
Right.
He said, I'm going to say this also to you. And you are, Peter.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Say, all right, so say.
Come on.
Say you are and then say your name. Say, go.
You are.
Say it like you're saying to yourself. Go.
You are.
No, come on, say it like you're saying to your name.
You are
Montreal.
You are.
And then he says this. That's good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Now, you can't tell me that it ain't that because all I know, the Holy Ghost told me, say it like this. And you, because I couldn't for years. Y'all know y'all didn't either. And thou art Peter upon this rock. Well, if he built the rock upon Peter, what he doing with me? He wasn't building upon Peter. He was building upon himself in Peter.
Yeah.
So now the scripture says, and I say this also unto you. So with that, boy, so here it is. Can I bring it 2016, y'all?
Boy,
Jesus said, boy, you're blessed. Boy, God had to show you that. So I'm going
to
say it to you too.
Come on.
And you are, Peter. You Christ too.
Yeah.
Now watch this. There's a bunch of people standing there. But he said, you are too. You are Peter. So then he says, upon this rock. Not that rock. See, you only be the rock when you have a revelation of the rock. You remember they called Jesus the cornerstone.
Okay.
He's right. He's the rock. He's the rock that the builders rejected.
Y'all.
So listen. So now when you have a revelation of the rock, you are the rock.
Right?
Yeah. That's good.
Right.
I am the rock.
Uh-huh. Are y'all with it?
Uh-huh.
Come on. Are you with it?
Yeah, let's go.
So now you are too. So now upon this rock, I'll build. He's very specific about what he's saying. On this rock, I'll build my church, not a church, not the church, my church. In other words, so if he says my church and he's defining, he had to specify that it was his church, maybe there's some other kind of churches. Maybe there's some other churches that ain't built on the rock, but they're built on the sand, like that other parable. You're like a man that built his house on the sand. When the winds of rain come, it fell on, beat up on the house, and the house fell. But the man that built it up on the rock, the winds came and the rains came. Come on, when the wind come and the rain come, how you standing? But you need to meet Jesus when you look in the mirror. See, y'all want Jesus to walk in your room, man. Well, some of y'all don't want him because y'all be scared as ever. Y'all think it's time to go and Jesus walk in there. But some of y'all want him to come out the clouds. Or you waiting for the sky to crack when he already there. There's a scripture later in the New Testament says that a man that do evil, he just ain't seen God. We thought it was the heathens and the sinners and he just don't know. You just don't know. So look at that word again. You've been walking with him? Mm-hmm. You've been walking with him, but you just don't know? Y'all see it?
Yeah.
You've been walking with him. Look, you can't look at yourself. You can't look at yourself right now like I'm trying to. You can imagine what you look like. Look at yourself real quick. You've been walking with him, but you just ain't know it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you are.
I am.
You are. Everything that Jesus was saying from the beginning he started talking to the last words he said was trying to tell you who you were.
Yeah.
And it was trying to tell you that you him.
Yeah.
And he you.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I prove it to you. There's therefore not no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not in the flesh of the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. All right? There's two laws, right? Two laws. But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans 8, right, has made us free from the law of sin and death. So that means it's not that the law was bad. See, the problem is, this will hurt you if you don't go no further.
That's right.
This will handicap you if you don't go no further. If you don't go no deeper within, it'll handicap you. Because you're trying to interpret the text without identification. Would you stop telling people, you know, the cooler acronyms? You know how us church people be. We always looking for an acronym for something to make us feel like we deep. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Stop telling people that the Bible is basic instructions before leaving earth. Y'all done heard it before, huh? He told about, you know, and there's nothing but basic instructions. It's more than instructions. Jesus was not trying to tell us what to do. He was telling us what to who. Who the Bible for? Okay, listen. So it is not basic instructions. You get it?
Yes, sir.
You just got to use the acronym is identification. This is about you. You get it? The problem with us and the problem with the way that we read and the way that we study is because we never go further into Jesus, and so we get left with the law. We get left with the scripture says, it's the spirit giving life, but the letter killeth. Whoa!
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that this could kill me if I don't wrap it with no spirit?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me this could kill me if I don't get it in my spirit?
Uh-huh.
Hold up, this is already in my spirit. Because greater is he that is
in me.
This stuff is only telling you who you are. It's who you already are already. Who gave you permission? Who gave you permission to be somebody else? It's the beginning of time. God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Do we know the story? Do we know the story in Genesis? Since the beginning of time, God had a specific way he made us. He made us in his image and his likeness. Even he breathed us from the dust and then he breathed into us and we became a living soul, right? We were made. When did you figure that you could be somebody else? When did you figure? Who told you that? You ain't never changed from being God. Your mama might not have known, and your grandparents might not have known, and your great-grandparents might not have known, and we might have got lost in translation somewhere along the line, but you ain't never stopped being God. As a matter of fact, when we ate from the tree, we ain't stopped being God. We just had an opportunity to be deceived. You see the double-mindedness and the knowledge of good and evil, and now you're doing like that and you never see life. You ain't never stopped being God. You never stop. See, the connotation is that I came out the world, I came out the streets, so now I'm coming back to the Lord. No, you hit already. You just don't know. Where down the line was it something different? When did somebody else create you in another image and another likeness? Who had the power to do it? Ain't nobody had the power to change you from being God. Jesus even said, you are gods. So now everything Jesus was saying was bringing us back to who we are. And Jesus saying, you me. You me and I'm you. I'm doing this example to show you what you can. All right, the works that I do, so you do also, and greater works than these that I go to my Father. It's very absolute. Was he playing? Was he clowning? No. Do we have the, see, the problem is we're trying too hard to achieve. We learn this achievement gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes.
We learned it. Y'all know we learned it. You ain't read it the other day to be like, listen, the moment that I come into some consciousness, and a revelation, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. But my Father's in heaven.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
And thou, you are, Peter. You're Christ because you got the revelation.
Yeah.
I'll prove it to you because a couple of scriptures later, he called him the devil.
Yeah.
Y'all go read it. I ain't got time to go.
Yeah.
Maybe about 11 scriptures later, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. Yeah. That means he lost the revelation. That means you could be the devil.
Yeah.
Just that quick.
Come on.
Romans 8. Don't go. Just write it down. Romans 8. For what the law could not do, that was weak through flesh. So what God did is he sent his only son, his son, in the likeness of sinful flesh.
Yeah.
And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So what he was doing was I sent myself again.
Yeah.
Why Jesus ain't had no daddy? Like no physical daddy, because he ain't need that DNA coming down into his mindset.
That's right.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody gonna take no credit about this but the Almighty.
Yeah.
So I had to just come in through the birth canal, had to come in through the pipeline, and just come on in and come out here and be who I am.
Yeah.
Straight from the Father.
Straight from the Father.
Say it. Straight from the Father. So now Jesus comes in and he said, I got to do this again. So the same, oh Lord, remember he said the Holy Spirit came upon Mary?
Yeah.
That same way he breathed in the man, it became a living soul. Listen, so now Jesus is here to show us what we're supposed to really look like. We've been trying to do what Abraham kind of got it. And Moses, they were close, and David and all these different ones. But I just had a little hang on. But Jesus. And I had to do it in sinful flesh so that you have no excuse with your sinful flesh.
Right. Yes, sir.
And condemn sin. And I got another scripture over in Matthew's 5, I think. I don't have time to go there. But he's talking about, John 3:16. Y'all like 16, huh? Yeah, verse 17 says, y'all like 16, don't y'all? Yeah, verse 17 said, For the Father did not send his son in the world to condemn the world.
That's right.
He come here to condemn sin, not the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Can I give y'all another good one real quick before we get out of here? And I wonder why Jesus talking third person so much. You ever heard him talking about third person?
Yeah.
Write down John 3:17, and just for you to go read it. Y'all, this stuff get good if you go read it, right? He said, the Father did not send the Son. And I was like, who are you? Like, why you didn't say the Father didn't send me to condemn the world? And the Lord told me in my last class that he talking third person because you the third person.
Yeah.
He trying to get you to see.
Yeah.
You the Son.
You the Son.
You the Son. Let me say this one. Matthew's 5. Write it down. I think it's verse 17. But don't hold me to that. Just find the scripture that I'm about to say. But Jesus said, it's Beatitudes. He kept on saying, blessed are this. And he said, Think not that I came to do away with the law or the prophets, but I came to fulfill it. Fulfill. I came to show you what it looked like.
Uh-huh.
So you couldn't do the law no way.
Right.
You've been trying to do it all these years and been failing, huh? Because
yeah.
You can't do it. But he is.
Yeah.
in you. Greater is he that is. You get it?
Yeah.
You are too. You are too.
Yes, sir, I am.
Now, if you do a little studying, please. If you do a little studying and you look at that, then you'll get that. Because you just don't know. You take, don't go do a whole bunch of other stuff, man. Chill out. Go do some studying. And you're going to see you. And when you see you, next time you see that thing, you're going to talk to it like you should.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir.
And next time you see something going on, you're going to lay hands on it like you should.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to speak to it like you should because you know who you are.
Yes, sir.
Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Amen.